This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The names of men like Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Eric Garner, and others have been thrust into our nation's history. African-American men who were all unarmed and all killed by authority figures. These deaths gave rise to the Black Lives Matter movement and to badly needed discussions about racial discrimination and social injustice. This spring, the University of Michigan Men's Glee Club added its voice in a singular way to this national conversation. The Glee Club's spring performance featured the premiere of a multi-movement work called The Seven Last Words of the Unarmed. It is written by Atlanta-based composer Joel Thompson. It uses the final words of seven African-American men who were unarmed and, as we said, shot and killed by authority figures. With us now is composer Joel Thompson. It's a pleasure to welcome you to Stateside, Joel.
Thank you.
And we welcome the Associate Director of Choirs and Associate Professor of Conducting at the University of Michigan, Eugene Rogers. It is very good to have you with us.
Real pleasure. Thank you.
Joel, such a powerful and extremely emotional idea. When and how did you get this concept of creating this one piece using those seven sets of last words?
I wrote the piece in the winter of 2014 while teaching at a two-year college in South Georgia. In addition to that, I was also working on a very emotional school play, Master Harold and the Boys by Athol Fugard, and that put me in an emotional space that didn't prepare me for another tragedy of hearing the grand jury fail to indict the officer whose actions led to the death of Eric Garner. And with that sort of perfect storm of emotions, a colleague sent me the pictograms that Shirin Bargi was posting on Twitter, the stark images paired with the quotes of these unarmed men. And my colleague suggested that I should make a musical version of that. And so here we are.
And how long did it kind of pour out? Was it hard to write? What was the process like?
Yes, it was 4 weeks of straight writing. It was intense. I definitely did a lot of research before I solidified anything and wrote a single note. I wanted to make sure that what I wrote was true to my internal pain and reaction to all of the racial tension going on, but also true to the victims themselves. I wanted to make sure that everything was correct, that I understood the situation and the context around their deaths, and hopefully that would lead to an authentic composition.
A very heavy responsibility for the writer and also for the performers. And Eugene, I want to ask you, how did the Michigan Men's Glee Club become involved with this?
So Joel, the summer, I guess the summer 2015, in June of 2015, was workshopping the piece in Atlanta. And a friend of mine was involved in this sort of works in progress rehearsal and said, you must hear this piece. What I know about you and how you work with the Michigan Men's Glee Club, I think it would be of interest to you. And he connected Joel and I, and Joel then sent me a copy of the score. And it was at that time that I knew it was powerful. I knew just immediately from reading through it, it spoke to me, but I struggled quite a bit because my thoughts were, I teach at a university where, of course, we welcome discourse and all sorts of diverse thoughts. However, I direct an ensemble that's 100 college men who are not predominantly African-American, even though it's diverse, but still predominantly white men. And I don't want them to feel as if this is against them or against policemen. How can we approach this so that we all are together and unified and that this is not my message or a couple of students in the group's message, but our message.
So how did you
and
reconcile yourself?
And so from
yourself?
That, through that process, I began to focus on the theme of love, life, and loss came to me. And I knew that even if we didn't agree politically on cause and who's to blame and or whatever, that hopefully we could all agree on the value of each of these men's lives, that we honoring lost lives. And that's from that point, we began to focus on honoring lost lives. And the response from the students, though many of them had their own journey, the response was quite positive.
Joel, I'd like to, before we continue talking about the piece, would you give us the words and who spoke them? Would you tell us what those phrases are that you used?
Yes. Officers, why do you have your guns out? Kenneth Chamberlain. What are you following me for? Trayvon Martin. Mom, I'm going to college. Amadou Diallo. I don't have a gun. Stop shooting. Michael Brown. You shot me. You shot me. Oscar Grant. You shot me. It's not real. John Crawford. I can't breathe. Eric Garner.
These are extremely powerful words, and I can see where, Eugene, you kind of felt like, wow, I want to make sure that we're all coming from the same place. And I get the feeling from things I've heard you say, Joel, this is really not about being political, more about confronting and beginning to talk about racial discrimination and social injustice?
Yes. Well, for me, I wrote the piece without the intention of it really being performed. It was really a method for me to process my own feelings and sort of exorcise the emotions in a healthy way. And the main reason that it's uncomfortable to have this conversation is that it's uncomfortable to step into another person's shoes and acknowledge all of the pain and the raw negative feelings concerning those issues. And so by having these last words being sung, that the audience, not only the audience, but also the performers, would have that experience of stepping into those shoes and just acknowledging the humanity of these people that many times the media and the layperson would dismiss as thugs or gangsters or almost justifying their death. By just hearing the last words of "Mom, I'm going to college," you have to confront that person's humanity before you do anything else.
And Eugenia, I got to imagine for these student performers, and as you say, many of them are white. You've got a diverse group, but what was that like watching them do exactly what Joel described, to put themselves, you know, in the position of a Trayvon Martin? Or, you know, what did you see happen?
You know, I intentionally try to allow those words to speak for themselves. That's the first thing. And this is why, in addition to that, I added as a paired piece to follow this was John Legend's In Common's Glory.
From the film Selma.
From the motion picture Selma, because I also knew that I wanted them to see that there is a process here that we can offer. As we go through this journey, there's still hope. Though we have this current state of crisis and issues that we need to deal with, we believe, again, we can value human life, and we believe that if we come together and at least dialogue, you know, and that's what I saw happen, where students starting to have conversations about this in a way that maybe was difficult, and performing it. I have to talk about it. Yeah. I am always talking about you must be true to whatever your story you're telling. We must be true to that story. And they moved me, to be frank, at how much they fully gave themselves to performing these words and telling those stories. It has produced something that's far more than I ever imagined.
And I'm sure this is your hope as audiences hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure, Joel, when you were deciding, all right, I will let the Michigan Men's Glee Club perform this piece that I didn't think was going to be performed. What was that like for you, hearing these young men give life to your composition?
That was an incredibly moving experience. I knew from conversation with Dr. Rogers and just getting to know him that I had entrusted this piece to the right person.
Thank you.
Looking back, I feel so blessed and lucky that it found its way into his hands, the way in which he organically allowed the piece to become real and honest to the men of the Glee Club was just amazing.
Joelle Thompson is the composer of The Seven Last Words of the Unarmed. Eugene Rogers is the Associate Director of Choirs and Associate Professor of Conducting at the University of Michigan. Thank you so much to both of you for sharing this with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The University of Michigan Men's Glee Club will be going to South Africa this month. Before they leave, they'll premiere a 30-minute documentary about the songs we've been talking about, Seven Last Words of the Unarmed and Glory. That's tomorrow, Wednesday, April 27th at 7:30 p.m. on the U of M campus. The screening is free and open to the public.